It's Monday, December 26th, AD 2022. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Yemen is an unstable country. International Christian Concern reports that it is torn between Iran-backed Houthi rebels who overthrew the Yemeni government in 2014, which are pitted against a multinational coalition led by Saudi Arabia. The conflict over the past 7 years has left the civilians in ruin. Tragically, 11,000 children have been killed during the conflict, equaling roughly 4 children a day, according to the United Nations Children's Fund. This number only includes the verified cases. The actual numbers are believed to be much higher. At least 74 children were among the 164 people killed or injured by landmines between July and August alone. Plus, the Yemeni kids suffer from malnourishment, lack of effective medical care, preventable diseases, and little access to clean water and hygiene services. The small population of Christians who converted from Islam keep their faith hidden for their protection. According to Open Doors, Yemen is the 5th worst country in the world for the persecution of Christians. Areas in the Midwest and the Plains experienced one of the coldest Christmases in 40 years, reports the U.S. Sun. Roughly a third of the country experienced a winter weather warning. The National Weather Service reported that wind chills from the blizzard conditions were life-threatening in the Midwest. Around 100 million Americans in 37 states were placed under winter alerts and wind chill alerts, and at least 18 people have died due to the severe weather. On Christmas Eve, 5,711 flights were canceled, reports FlightAware. On Saturday, an Arizona judge ruled against Republican Carrie Lake's election challenge, effectively confirming Democrat Secretary of State Katie Hobbs as the state's next governor, reports Fox 10 Phoenix. Lake's team had called Richard Barris, the director of the Big Data poll, to the witness stand, who claimed between 25,000 and 40,000 voters were disenfranchised on Election Day because of issues at polling locations. But in a decision Saturday, Maricopa County Superior Court Judge Peter Thompson, who was appointed by then-Republican Governor Jan Brewer, found that the court did not find clear and convincing evidence of the widespread misconduct that Lake had alleged had affected the result of the 2022 general election. Lake has until 5 p.m. today to respond. Hobbs takes office as Arizona governor on January 2nd. A town in Missouri has kept minors from attending a holiday drag queen show, officially promoted as, quote, family-friendly, end quote, due to a trend of similar events proving to be anything but family-friendly. The New York Post reports that the Chesterfield concert venue, The Factory, which hosted a drag queen Christmas Wednesday, announced hours before the show that ticket holders younger than 18 would be turned away. Chesterfield, Missouri Mayor Bob Nation addressed local ordinances which prohibit exposing minors to certain kinds of sexually charged entertainment. Mayor Nation said, quote, "In no way is this meant to disrespect or put down the LGBTQ+ community, or in no way is this meant to restrict drag shows. Those are legal entities. It's just the content that we were told might occur. We thought we would suggest limiting the age limit," end quote. The Washington Times added that doubts about how family-friendly these shows really are were vindicated by reporting from journalist Taylor Hansen, who recorded another show of the tour in the same series in Austin, Texas. It, quote, "featured nude prosthetic body parts and simulated sex acts," end quote. Ephesians 5:11 says, "Have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them." A popular parenting resource has identified top baby names and shifting trends after consulting hundreds of thousands of parents who named an infant in 2022, reports Fox News. Baby Center, an online media company, released a baby name report based on responses it received from parents who welcomed about 416,000 babies this year from January 1st through November 1st. The top 10 names for girls are Olivia, Emma, Amelia, Ava, Sophia, Isabella, Luna, Mia, Charlotte, and Evelyn. And the top 10 names for boys are Liam, Noah, Oliver, Elijah, Mateo, Lucas, Levi, Asher, James, and Leo. Plus, nature-themed names, which have become trendy, include Violet, Willow, Iris, Meadow, Juniper, Ivy, Nova, and Aurora. And finally, a campaign that is working to have a Christian message present in all 50 state capitals during the Christmas season has confirmed that it is at 43 for this Christmas in 2022, reports WorldNetDaily.com. Officials with the Thomas More Society say there are nativity displays scheduled in all but a handful of capitals this season. The Thomas More Society and the American Nativity Scene are helping a growing number of private citizen groups across the nation to display biblical manger scenes on government property this Christmas. State capitals in Alaska, New York, Utah, and Virginia are scheduled to feature the traditional display of Mary and Joseph with baby Jesus in the manger for the first time this year. Ed O'Malley, president of the American Nativity Scene, said the 2022 total is more capitals than have ever participated in the past. And Thomas Olp of the Thomas More Society explained that many people, quote, erroneously assume that government entities are prohibited from allowing a religious display, end quote. He said, quote, the law is clear. Government entities may erect and maintain celebrations of the Christmas holiday or allow citizens to do so on government property, including nativity scenes, as long as a creche's sole purpose is not to promote its religious content, and it is placed in context with other symbols of the season as part of an effort to celebrate the public Christmas holiday through traditional symbols. We pray that the nativity scenes of the Christmas season will help to foster a sense of unity and peace on earth. End quote. Luke 2, verses 4 through 11 says, Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord." And that's the worldview on this Monday, December 26th in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.